Getting hold of penicillin in 1943 was a lottery in America. The miracle drug had been discovered 15 years earlier, but production capacity was limited, and most went to the war effort. What remained was rationed, and a single injection cost at least $40, about $600 in today's prices. By 1949, better manufacturing methods allowed the price to fall to 20 cents. The use of penicillin exploded. Antibiotics subsequently became a staple of modern medicine. Massive volumes offset low margins. No longer. Finding new molecules is getting harder, which means higher development costs. At the same time, growing awareness that overuse accelerates development of bacterial resistance to the drugs has led to antibiotics stewardship, the practice of using the newest antibiotics only for infections untreatable with older ones. Volumes, in other words, are often disappointing. With returns from antibiotics down, big pharmaceutical companies have abandoned them for more lucrative drugs. GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer and Merck are the only three doing clinical research in the field. Small biotechnology firms tend to pick up the slack. In the past 10 years, as the world began to panic about the rise of resistant superbugs, governments and charities provided early-stage financing. Like Big Pharma, though, the biotech startups have struggled to make money from antibiotics. An American one, Acaogen, filed for bankruptcy on April 15th. Plazomicin, a novel antibiotic it began selling in 2018, sold barely any doses in the first 8 months. Melinta, another antibiotics startup, is restructuring. Share prices of similar firms have plunged, in some cases below their liquidation value.